Take your foot off the gas of life, pull out your device of choice, and search Doptivity on your favorite podcast app.
After listening, some people suffer from success, self-love, and too much dopeness. If you find yourself feeling down or feeling as though you haven't been around much knowledge, listen to Doptivity.
Common side effects may include lighter thoughts, greater ambition, more self-love, better interactions with other people in your near future, and your ability to check yourself before you check others.
So now, get your daily dose of Doptivity and be dope for the rest of your life.
Red, leather, yellow. Oh, shit. I still messed up. We're live.
What up?
Doptivity. I think that's like my favorite, like, jingle that we made. Doptivity. Doptivity.
That was so fluid, hard. Too.
It was just good. And it was so freestyled. It's so cool. We're cool.
Hey, don't doubt that we won't come up with a whole jingles mixtape.
Oh my God.
Why not, right?
Sell it.
Why not? A jingles mixtape? Who's got a jingles mixtape? Nobody got no jingles mixtape.
We're trying to get the bag. We're chasing the bag.
Jingles mixtape.
You know how to go and get a bag? No,
is that Cardi coming out of you?
That's my shit. That song is my shit, bro. You stupid. But anyway, okay, bro. Come on, let's get with it.
Hey, man.
Can I give them a disclaimer real quick?
Of course you can.
Disclaimer. My three-year-old is supposed to be asleep, but she's not. So she's up. So I just want to apologize anytime you hear, Mommy, or hee-hee-hee, all that crap. Because I promise you, there's nothing I can do about it. Unless I throw her outside until we're done. So I would never do that. I'm just saying. So,
go play outside or something.
Disclaimer.
Go to the candy house.
But that's okay. Because we are determined. Determined to record today.
We doing it. Okay. This is a good one, I think. I think a lot of times we don't try to develop a topic so hardcore like we did today. Like, there was extreme notes going on. We almost like created a whole college thesis.
We did.
Coming up with this whole idea. Yeah. And it's not even that, you know, it's not even that technical.
No, it's not, but it is important.
Very important.
Oh, before we start, sorry. I have another thing to say.
Another disclaimer.
Happy birthday to Nate Dogg. Y'all, my brother celebrated his birthday on the 16th. He is in the 29 club.
I'm coming up. I'm coming for you, 30.
And I'm taking him to eat crab legs today. Even though he really doesn't care for crab legs. But he's so selfless that he wants me to eat with my favorite food for his birthday dinner.
Yeah.
Ain't that some bullshit? Me and Kenley are so excited. And he's just kind of like, yeah, they're all right. Yeah.
I'll eat them with y'all.
He's like, yeah, we're eating crab legs. I'm like, you don't even like them, hoes. But no, that's good. That's good. We're going to eat crab legs. I just want y'all have to tell my brother happy birthday. Like, don't be acting like.
It can be as belated as you need it. It can be May. Happy belated birthday. For that, I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the belated birthdays that I get.
Okay.
But anyways, enough about me.
Whatever. Back to the topic. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, you shed some light on this topic.
I won't interrupt you about that stuff anymore.
Why?
What I'm just saying, I just did like five disclaimers before we started.
Oh, I got you. So coming up with this topic was pretty technical for a non-technical topic. if that can make sense.
I felt that.
But how do we want to start off with this one? Because we've got a lot of bullet points here.
I think
the types of scenarios.
I think. Okay, so. I'm just going to say the first thing that rose out of my brain to my tongue.
Protecting your balance. You know, if you think about it, this is why we got so deep into it.
I know we sound stupid, but we got so deep into
it, but we're not trying to like overshadow and give it all away in the first
2 minutes. Yeah, we promise that we're going somewhere with this, so don't cut us off. But listen.
All right, so, all right, you know what? Screw it.
Go ahead, bro.
We're not even going. We're going to do this shit freestyle like a movie.
Like Trey Songz.
Don't bring that back up.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is. Stop it.
But you know what? I mean, if you think about all this development, all this potential, and all this growth that you want to have in life, mm-hmm. you're in this place where you're like, you know what? I'm creating myself. I've got all this self-love that I've been working on. Mm-hmm. I've developed myself.
My doptivity is to the core.
Yeah, if you've been listening to the program, mm-hmm. you're working on your doptivity.
You've done all the necessary steps. You're in a certain place where you feel great about yourself. Yeah. Like, it really technically is not anything like spiritually, emotionally, or physically wrong with you at this point.
Right.
You're just like you're living.
You're opening up to the world. You feel great. You're taking notes. Mm-hmm. Using those notes as constructive criticism.
Yeah. And we're not saying you don't have bad days where you just don't feel like being bothered or you just want to be a bitch that day or like you don't care. Because we all have those whether we're happy with ourselves or not. Mm-hmm. But 100%. You are seriously in a great place in your life. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be easy when you develop.
Right.
Which leads us to that situational awareness.
Yes.
Of the things around you.
So basically,
you want to give a good example here? Because I know you got like 9.
Okay. So this is what we mean. Okay. So say you are really living your, like the glow up we discussed last week, mm-hmm. you glowed up, you bossed up, like you feel good about career, a relationship. If you're in one, if you're not, you feel like I'm dope by myself. Mm-hmm. Like you're basically in an acceptance period in your life where you're like, everything that's for me is currently with me and I'm good. Mm-hmm. Right. So you get in this mindset where you're just kind of just like, you know, looking around like what's next? Yeah. Like, where are we going to do now? Uh-huh. Like whatever. The situational awareness that we're speaking on is meaning, I feel like when you are in that particular mindset, when you're in a great mindset, like there's going to be situations and different people, different situations, you know.
Just within just the environment that you live within in, you're going to come across something.
That's going to try to come in and basically get you off your game. Mm-hmm. That's the challenge of all of this.
Yeah.
I feel like this is when you make yourself aware that this is happening. Something like this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. So when it does come in your peripheral, like it's coming for you, you can't allow it to get off your game because that's what stuff wants. That's what I know
that's
when I say people.
Devil. That's
or,
what the devil wants.
But that's
you.
What the devil
plan.
Wants you to do. Like anybody that's good on God's grace and his mercy and know that he is amazing and know that everything they have is for him and like you are really doing the work on yourself, like you're a great person, like all of that stuff. Anytime the devil sees people like you, and I know there's a meme that says, I want to be a woman that when I step out the bed, the devil's like, oh shit, she's up again. Because you just make such an impact on the world. You're like, everywhere you go, like you're just a great, you're just vibing. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I feel that in my spirit. Like, I just.
Like, literally vibing. You're like, literally, your vibrations are high.
They're high. And people around you can feel them. You can feel them. You're like impacting people's whole life, mm-hmm. and you're not even trying to, you're just like having natural conversations or like just doing small acts mm-hmm. of kindness, whatever it is, but you glowed up.
Yeah, and to add to that, like when you glow up, people want to be around you.
People
like,
want to be around you, but there's also those haters that don't want you to feel the way that you feel.
But they still want to be around you, though. Yeah. That's why they're there.
Yeah, trying they can't to knock fight you the down feeling.
I want you to feel like I feel.
Right. So we're saying we're making this particular episode to let just to put this on your mind, just so that you can keep it in the back of your mind. Like when you do all the work and you get into this place, like there's going to be individuals around you mm-hmm. that don't want to see you there. There's going to be situations. The devil is going to do his little, you know, bunk work and try to like get you off your game and all this stuff. So make yourself
situationally aware
of what's going on. And this can mean, I'm not saying, when we say situational awareness, I don't necessarily mean like everything about it is negative. There's going to be some stuff that you feel like is positive.
That's a good point.
You feel like it's positive and it's going to come into your life, whether it's a person or an opportunity or anything like that. And it's going to come around and you feel like there's a decision that I need to make.
Right. You put yourself at a crossroad.
All exactly. Of a sudden. When you don't have to be like that, mm-hmm. because you need to be aware that things like that are going to happen. Mm-hmm.
And to add on, I know you said something earlier about just people that, I guess not everybody's like this, but people that are, you know, emotionally open mm-hmm. to the world, like they take everything in. Oh, that makes God. It tough. You
yeah,
know? Like,
that's me. Yeah.
Anybody, like you just want to make, you want to be out and have a good time. You know, your energy, you're glowing. Mm-hmm. And the people come by and they're like, oh, I like you for this. And you want to keep them around because you enjoy their energy too right. at that time. Mm-hmm. But it could potentially, even as a positive friendship, could distract you from what you're doing with yourself yeah. right now.
Like and that's the thing also, like I feel like you can save that particular friendship, like even if it's yeah. come to distract you, as long as you're situationally aware yeah. of what's going on, like you can keep that friendship along with making sure that you mm-hmm. make the time to do whatever it is that if you've been meditating every morning, mm-hmm. don't stop that friendship from allowing you to do that. Right. If you've been journaling, if you've been doing everything that you need to do, you have to be aware that this person that's innocent mm-hmm. or this opportunity that's innocent is possibly been presented to me to distract me, but instead I'm gonna use it as exactly. a stepping stool to make yeah. me work harder mm-hmm. for what it is that I want to do for myself. Mm-hmm. Like you just exactly. have to learn, you have to really be self-aware as well, because mm-hmm. you know yourself better than anybody and you know what makes you change or mm-hmm. what makes you slack or what makes yeah. you, so if you know your weaknesses, so mm-hmm. to speak, mm-hmm. you've done the work and you know your weaknesses and you've accepted them and you know that's just how you are. When something like that comes around and it wakes up a weakness in you, you know yeah. to be on guard. And I'm not saying necessarily be rude or like yeah. just block it out, because mm-hmm. deal with it. That makes you even stronger. Have it around, mm-hmm. deal with it, and still be aware of what's going on and don't stop doing you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could also... in that same sense, if you say that the devil's throwing things on you, mm-hmm. Just in your plate.
You like, can make hey, a fool out of
it
him.
It could also be God saying like, well, she's clearly developing or he's clearly developing.
Because God right allows now. It. Like, he's gonna okay, give you, yeah, he's gonna go give ahead, you more devil. Challenges go to ahead and do out. It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, well, now she wants to learn some more. Here's one. Here's a situation that's going to teach her how to be more patient right, with right, other right. people. Or mm-hmm. here's a situation that's going to show this person that they need to tackle certain things and mm-hmm. develop this side of their mm-hmm. personality or show within them their what job
they thought they want but didn't want or exactly yeah. like all of this stuff, so
yeah that awareness yeah. will yeah mm-hmm. once you are aware, you start taking you probably start taking notes
yeah
about yourself
yeah for lot, real right now yeah self-awareness is very
even if
very
you don't write it down important. If you're just like if you're noting up here something that you didn't realize about yourself, that's mm-hmm. still one step further.
And especially if you're working on your spirituality along this process, like I feel like it's going to pop up in your head. Like when stuff is happening, it's going to pop up in your head if it affects you a certain way. Mm-hmm. And okay. When stuff like that happens, this is what I also learned. Like when stuff like that happens, so something happens and then it affects you and you get really mad and you just want to beat the shit out of somebody. Right.
Yeah.
Even after you act a fool and you sit down in your quiet space, mm-hmm. you're going to, if you're like connected with yourself and the universe and all this stuff, it's going to be like, now why the fuck, bless you. Now why, bless you. Now why did I do all that? Like, what triggered that? Like, you start to really think about, like, instead of not taking accountability for what you just did mm-hmm. or what's going on, you literally sit down and think, okay, why did this happen the way it did today? Because I was yeah. really ready to beat the fuck yeah, out of somebody.
You really have to evaluate yourself at that right. point, you know?
You have to.
And that's the best time is mm-hmm. When you're high strung on something, your stress level's high, yeah. your uh-huh. whatever, your testosterone or whatever
yeah,
it
whatever.
Is got you driving yourself crazy. Those are the best times Those to really sit back and look really... like, why did I?
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Like we talked about, I feel like we talked about it on the podcast a few times, like just finding that balance.
Mm-hmm. Balance.
Because,
balance.
I mean, that is the mm-hmm. key to everything.
Yeah, it
Especially
is.
Especially in this situation where you're trying to be aware of your surroundings and know that as you develop as a person,
mm-hmm.
or as a person in a relationship or as a person in a job, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and you're trying to block things that are mm-hmm. not going to go your way or not help you see your
right.
potential goal to yeah. its final, you know, final ending point, you, damn. So, like, how do I reword this? Mm-hmm. For some reason, all I can think about is when balance is important, or when balance is involved, it's important to know that you have two sides to something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like we talked about the evaluation part, mm-hmm. like you sit down and evaluate why you're mad, you have to realize that you had a high and a low point, mm-hmm. and you had that choice, like mm-hmm. we said, that crossroad that you mm-hmm. could hit. You had that option to go either way. Mm-hmm. What forced you to go that way is what you need to develop and mm-hmm. learn more about yourself with. Right. And just simple shit like that.
It makes the world
makes
difference.
It makes a world of difference mm-hmm. in everything you do. Like, you'll walk around initiating with people, whether it be best friends, potential dates, mm-hmm. bosses, mm-hmm. employees, or mm-hmm. coworkers, or whatever, you know. It just changes the whole thing.
And it helps
you get through yeah. to your goal mm-hmm. without...
A better perspective on everything. Like, mm-hmm.
yeah.
just... I feel like when you just recognize the smallest shit in your life, as far as like, we interact with everybody every day, we do all this stuff, but when something we feel every second mm-hmm. too. So if something every makes you second. Feel a certain way, check it. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean just be like, don't be feeling that shit. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, why yeah. you dig deeper and be like, why am I feeling this way? What just mm-hmm. made me feel like this? What triggered it? Yeah. All this stuff. So when it comes up again, you can check it and you don't have to deal with, you know, like mm-hmm. ill feels oh, yeah. or anything like that. Yeah, like no ill feels. What I'm saying, I wanted to piggyback on what you said earlier as far as like two sides to every story mm-hmm. and there's two directions basically you can go. When doing that, like I did want to make clear, like don't let fear help you make that decision.
Okay, yeah.
All of this self-situational awareness and all this stuff has nothing to do with fear whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I think it has more to do with also what makes you happy, what lights you up, you know? Yeah. Like me and you spoke on earlier, like if you're iffy about something that you should that you want to do possibly, right? Mm-hmm. And you have doubts about it, which people that overthink like me and you typically do. We're like, damn, should I do this? Especially if we have time to think about it. It's like, damn, should I do it? Should I do it? Should I not do it? Should I not do it? I feel like as in touch as I am with myself, like I'm going to say, okay, I want to do it. I just want to try.
Right.
Right? So I don't know, but I'm still going to do it because at this point, I'm acting out on faith and not fear. I'm not going to be scared. I'm just going to do. Mm-hmm. So I do it. And then, okay, I did it. And you know, you keep going through whatever that thing is. Mm-hmm. If you still keep having that same question in your mind, like, damn, should I be doing this? Like, what's going on? Should I be doing this? What am I doing? If you really, really deep down in your heart want to do it, mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the fear. Don't worry about anything. If mm-hmm. it does something to you, if it enlightens you, because you have to keep this in mind too, you've done some work on yourself.
Yeah, you've had to got to a point.
Exactly. You've accepted, did some form of acceptance with yourself. You've worked with yourself. You've gotten to know yourself. Mm-hmm. So if this type of thing is coming up and you like, should I do it? It must be something that you really want to do. Mm-hmm. If you do it and you got negative feels about it, why would you continue to do it?
Yeah. I know we always this far, and if you notice a negative tracer sitting
exactly.
in your line, then you're not going to just
and
why
that's
you entertain
what I'm
it
saying.
So much.
Exactly. When people are scared to do stuff, it's almost like, why don't you just do it? And mm-hmm. then if you do it and it doesn't feel right, mm-hmm. or it's like, you can always not do it.
Right.
You could just go
either way, you were still going to think about it just
exactly.
as much.
Exactly.
Whichever crossroads you picked on that
so
court.
Exactly. So are you going to just like, are you just like not going to try it at mm-hmm. all and be like, nope, fuck that. And then be thinking, yeah. damn, if I would have did
if
that,
only, yeah.
I would have, no, I'd rather just do it mm-hmm. and then see where it goes. And if it doesn't go anywhere, cool. If it goes somewhere, cool. But you know, I remember when I was talking to you about this, you said worrying about consequences uh-huh. of it. If it's something that you really want to do, if your power, like if you, your inner soul is like fiending
for it, yeah.
Because you have to remember, like I said, you've done the work. Mm-hmm. You've learned yourself. And I feel like if something is that intense in your life at that particular time, mm-hmm. it's something you really want to do. Yeah. So do it.
Do it. And this is another note to throw in there. If you're a person that is saying you're trying to work on yourself and you notice this about you, that even though you've been developing your doptivity or mm-hmm. working on yourself, what's it called? Self-love or self-care.
Self-development.
Self-development. And you still get to the point where you are forced to question, like, to the ends of the earth about a situation, then you haven't developed yourself all the way to that point. Because if you
if you're asking more
questions about questions for something that you could possibly do, mm-hmm. and you didn't do it, mm-hmm. then that goes back. You're just backtracking at that point. You're digressing.
Which
down
is not
to that
always
person
a bad thing.
It's not
like
a bad thing.
Some people
but
need to backtrack.
It's not a bad thing. But when you realize that, once you pick up on the fact that you do that, it makes it way more easier for you to make decisions in the future. Every time you have a event that happens that's big, you can still mm-hmm. create something out of that, because you're only thinking about, usually I overthought the situation.
Right, but this time.
And now I know, mm-hmm. like, I know it only comes down to either A or B. And then A or B I can worry about later because I chose A or B. So if I guess it sounds stupid, but yeah, you have A or B to worry about. But if you chose A, then all I have to worry about is A. I got to quit thinking about B all the time, because that's not getting me anywhere. I'm not progressing by looking back so much. It's good to reminisce, but it's not good to, you
dwell.
Know. Exactly. Dwell. Not good to mm-hmm. dwell on the things that you could have done and create this whole fake story.
You don't
want to
live that
story.
Life of big regret.
You're just, because you're making up a whole fake story about what could have happened if I... Man, I remember
it
when
even
I wrote...
true. Like, it ain't even real, because right. you're making it all
exactly.
up because you didn't take the chance.
Exactly. I remember when I was 12 and I was writing jokes. Mm-hmm. I told people I was going to be a comedian. What if I went to... If only
right
I moved
now?
To New York
right.
and just did comedian stuff, I would be just like...
Right.
You know, Cat Williams and Kevin Hart right now.
Jamie
Fake
Fox.
Ass story right now. Yeah. You just made that shit up.
Because you didn't
knew.
Do it. Because
you didn't do it, though. Mm-hmm. So if you choose A, run with A. Know that B was an option and be like, yeah, you know, hey, if I'm learning from this, I'm learning from it.
And I feel like naturally as human, bless you.
Oh, it's definitely something that you...
Naturally as human, we're always, when even weighing out options, you have to keep in mind also mm-hmm. that you're going to think about the negative and think it's more intense than the positive.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to be like, if I move to New York, damn, I got to move my daughter. I got to do this. Damn, I'm going to find a job, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, if I move to New York, I can follow my dreams. I can possibly get this, and like, and naturally we always look at the negative as the worst, and it's like, damn, oh, yeah. I don't even want to touch that uh-huh. shit, so I'm just going to stay over here and keep telling myself what could have mm-hmm. happened right. because it's easier and it's more simple. Mm-hmm. But if you don't take chances, you will never, ever, like, get that feel that you're wanting.
Yeah,
like,
you're not
going to get it.
The comforts of life are for real
yeah.
overrated.
Right.
It's way overrated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that you don't go to a jungle because you have a fear that lions is there is what keeps you from doing silly shit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
those
yeah.
things are the things that develop you into the person you are.
The fears are the lions.
The
so
fears
it's
are the
like
fucking
lions.
You know?
Every fucking
yeah.
word.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
When you go to the jungle, probably be no goddamn lions nowhere.
It might not be no lions at all. Like, they all, or they just don't care. They're like, you know, TV, they always make us look like we hate humans.
We love y'all.
We love y'all. Y'all always come up petting us and shit.
But you'll never know.
Y'all get these flies off of us because,
right.
you know, it's Africa.
You know I'm a Leo, right?
That's true.
And I'm a lion.
Big facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people scared of me or whatever. They scared of me or whatever, but you know, I'm just real good.
You are the lion in the jungle. I feel it.
I'm timid or whatever. I'm good.
It's cool.
It's good.
Come pet my mane. Or come
I'm
pet
good.
My, come pet
Look,
my
I'm
head.
A lion and I'll help you. Mm. Somebody come up in this motherfucker, I got your back. No. But.
Oh, that was beautiful. I love it.
No, but seriously, like, don't let, walk by faith and not by sight, and don't, it's like fear of faith. Those are like hand in hand. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you gonna do? You gonna be scared? I don't want to be scared because I know I cannot accomplish the goals that I want to accomplish being scared. Mm-hmm. I can't. Like, there's just no way. I dream too big. My drive is too strong. Yeah. Like, I cannot accomplish anything being scared. Mm-hmm. So I have to take so many chances. I have to.
Yep.
And I've made that decision and I know that. If I want to live my best life, there's so many chances that I'm going to have to take. And I've accepted that.
Almost every door that opens, you got to jump in. But I think that's another thing that we have that we're trying to preach here is like that balance lets you know, like once you've mastered that balance in that sense,
you have to come to those terms.
Because you're going to have to put yourself out there.
Right.
You're going to, as a person that's developed, you're going to have to put yourself in situations
that are uncomfortable.
That are like, damn, I don't know about this, but you have to try it once.
And then some of those things are going to be like, okay, I tried it. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. And then other things are going to be like, damn, I tried this and I almost didn't because I was scared, but look where it got me.
And this is why I love this one, and we got so technical earlier talking about it, because if you think about it, nobody ever talks about after you jump into your shit, after you let go and let
Because they always talk about like they've already had all this. Yeah. Like the accomplished people that I feel like do give speeches and all this stuff, it's almost like they tell the whole growing up story and then they just say,
they get the
and now
first,
I'm
man.
Here.
Yeah.
But my thing is like, you took so many leaps. Mm-hmm. You had to take so many chances. You had to fight so much fear.
You went through that door. What
you
happened?
You had to do
what the
so
fuck
much
happened
stuff.
When you went through that
Talk
door?
About when you were scared shitless. Talk about when you didn't know what you were gonna do and you just made a decision and it turned out to be the best decision ever.
Exactly.
Like that nervous, that adrenaline, that oh my god, I don't know what I'm gonna do, that scared straight.
Yeah, fight or flight.
That's
body,
what's
you know?
Important.
Yeah.
That builds you. Mm-hmm. That makes you.
When you know what you're gonna do in a situation, when you can know that as a person that thinks too much, or even as a person that don't think about anything at all, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But once you get into that situation, what your body does, what your mind does,
and how it operates, and it's like,
because it's a difference. It's way different than what you say you're gonna do.
Our bodies are so fucking interesting. Mm-hmm. The way we think, the way we feel, emotions, like how we're built, is so fucking interesting. I know that I've been really like doing the self-development kick. I've been so interested. I'm so interested in myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's interesting. We think. When you start to really like, damn, I'm annoying as fuck when it comes to this. Like, why am I like that? Like, what happened? You know, when you start digging deep, and you know what else will help you if you dig deep. When you dig in yourself and you think about like, damn, I have flaws. I'm this and this. But what makes you scared straight?
Yeah.
What fucking scares the shit out of you? Mm-hmm. What's your biggest fear?
Your biggest fear. Like, you know, not none of that like, oh, if I saw a snake, my biggest
no.
fear. Like, granted, I hate snakes, but that's not my biggest
I'm talking
fear.
About stuff that you cannot, that's not tangible. Mm-hmm. Like, stuff that is really fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like, death. I'm scared shitless of losing,
like
my mom, or like death in general. And it's just crazy because something. I'm not even scared of me dying. You know, I know it's my time if I die. That's not what I'm scared of. What I'm scared of is like losing someone and having to live without someone that is always here with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That scares the shit out of me.
It takes away from you.
Oh my God. When my mom tried to talk me about insurance policies and hey, this is what, I just immediately shut down. I'm like, Mama, I don't want to talk about that. She's like, well, you have to. So I'm kind of forced to, but that shit, like, for me to even admit this on here is a fear.
It's part of the development.
Because you don't want to speak anything out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how I feel like, damn, I don't want to talk about this because I feel like if I talk about it, then some shit. No, but I'm just trying to just, you know, it just intensify what we're talking about. That scares the fuck out of me.
Hell yeah.
That scares me so much.
And it's like that.
And
it's
got to
be like that for everybody too, right?
It's real.
Yeah.
And it's life. It's
guaranteed almost.
But that doesn't make it better. Mm-mm. It doesn't make it, but you've recognized that and you know that. You know, like, you know, when the Lord finally does call my mom home and it happens, I've admitted out loud that was my biggest fear. Mm-hmm. So I can kind of adjust. If I was just hide it and then bottle it all in.
Yeah, because you'll never know how it's going to happen.
Right.
Until that happens.
Exactly. So
you can prepare all you want. But once it happens,
this is a growth moment right now.
Yeah.
This is growth for me.
100%.
I hope she's like 90, 500, whatever, a billion years old. But the thing is that I've expressed that scares the fuck out of me. Like,
I just want to remind the listeners that this podcast is as much for us as it is for y'all.
Mm-hmm. No, he always says that, yeah.
Because I can't stress that enough. We out here trying to develop. We trying to grow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, I know, like I told Nathan earlier, like, you know, previous episodes, I was telling him, like, hey, man, you need to do your journal. Mm-hmm. You need to do this, blah, blah, blah. But this is Nate's journal.
It really is, because I listen to the podcast a lot.
Yeah, like, our previous episodes, the things that we said, how we felt in that particular moment, mm-hmm. like, all of that is a part of our process. Yeah,
that's a legit bookmark.
Exactly, of my week, and you can, know? Like, Nathan has the tool to go back to our mm-hmm. account or whatever and, like, listen, binge watch or binge mm-hmm. listen, sorry, to everything that we fucking said, and be like, damn, I was feeling like that at that time. So this was, you know, like, he's still journaling without journaling.
Yeah.
So it's almost like it's great. Like,
yeah, I enjoy it.
This is definitely for everyone and us included, because, you know, it comes a time like we're saying this shit right now, but tomorrow or Tuesday while we're at work, something can happen and we don't check ourselves before we check other people.
Yep.
But then it's like, you need to use your own damn advice, and we can go back and listen to that episode and then be like, I was wrong.
Right.
Like,
if you can't give yourself at least 3 seconds to reflect,
right?
Because it don't take long in your head.
Mm-mm.
If I know anybody's brain is similar to mine, I can say 19 words at one time in a fraction of a second,
right?
And still understand all that shit that was going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it takes you 3 seconds to sit back and like.
It's funny we talk about that, because at work this week, I was looking up like how to control negative talk, how to control like your thoughts, because mm-hmm. that's important. That's really important.
Because if you're on the phone or something, you can get mad at somebody like, you know what? I ain't no bitch.
Right,
that's not what
right.
you got. You can't say that at work.
Right.
Fuck you. I ain't no bitch. You know, but you think about those things.
Yeah.
You can't say it though.
So in the whole thing that I was reading, because I have found an article. It was talking about how you just sit with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know it sounds stupid, but you sit with yourself and just literally recognize all the thoughts that go through your head.
Yeah.
The things that's going through your head is what is on top of your list in your thought process.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Take note of them, deal with them, and release them. Because like we were talking about, winning the worrying game, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, what crosses through your mind so much?
That's 100% true.
Like, what is it? If you just sit, if there's no one around me and I just
meditate,
sit in this chair, you're going to think about something.
You can't.
There's going to be one thing. The first 5, 6, 7, 8 things that pop in your head is what's really on mm-hmm. your conscience. Like, that's what's really.
Yeah.
So you have to write it down or actually talk about it out loud, even with yourself. And then it becomes from subconscious to like some other word they were using. To where it's like
external.
It's external at that point.
Yeah.
And you can actually like get over it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's out there now. It's not it's not your little pretty little secret. You know?
Exactly. It's almost like it's in the universe. So just kind of like, I think dealing with stuff like that and like, because people that are bottled up and don't really talk, they're fucking going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
I feel like that's a good topic for next time.
Yeah.
Dealing with yourself. Just deal with it.
Because we think constantly about crap. And I can honestly say right now, in this time of my life, this is the time where I haven't been like that.
Mm-hmm.
I overthink. I do a lot of shit, but I'm not like in a place where I'm like clouded.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's not like congested and I don't feel like I'm about to buzz. Like, I just need to stop thinking about so much. Are you kidding me? Honestly, are you kidding me? Every time I try to talk, she calls me. But anyway, we're going to wrap this up because my daughter is, She's
hungry.
Being a hater right now. She wants crab legs.
Some crab legs.
But,
I can't blame her, though. Crab legs,
I know, crab
they
legs
gotta
are
be
really
exciting.
Good.
It's a process.
Right? So, yeah. Sorry, guys. It's gonna.
No, I think that was a good segue for the buildup of the next.
Yeah,
episode.
Our next one is gonna be really dope.
That would be tight. I think we can go into that one.
Kenley, cállate.
Hey, Kenley, come here. Come here real quick. You gotta help us sing a song real quick.
Oh God.
We about to get a.
Come
a
here.
Verse from the Kenster. All right, let's do.
Wait, what'd you call me for?
Because we're gonna do a song. You ready?
Hey.
Hey. One, boom, clap. Hey.
What's your name?
It's Kenley. Hey, she winning. Hey, oh, she got the good.
She got the guitar.
Playing around.
Okay.
We ain't playing around.
Okay.
Time to go to town. Got the money. It's going down.
Be aware. And don't care.
Self-aware with that shit, huh? Yeah, you're self-aware with that shit, huh? Ooh, self-aware. Hey, we got the self-awareness in it. Cause we running in the... Kenley in it, with the guitar, Thank you, Kenley. Thank you, girl.
Thank you, Kenley. You're the boss.
We love you.
But we love you guys.